Hello, it's Dr. Jill Robertson from NoCryingBabies.com. Last time we talked about helping your baby sleep through the night. A couple of things that we want to do. We want to have structure during the day so the baby knows what's coming up next. Try to do the same thing at the same time every day. We want a security object like a handkerchief-sized blanket that has your scent on it. We want white noise like a fan, an aquarium, or something similar to that, static on a radio. We want to put the baby in the crib drowsy, not fully asleep. And now here's some other things that we can do to help the baby sleep through the night. Babies less than 4 months of age may not be able to settle themselves back down when they wake up during the night, although some recent studies show that babies as young as 3 months of age can settle themselves back down when they wake up. So what you want to do when the baby wakes up, there's different schools of thought. You can Ferberize the baby. It's called the Ferber method. You can Google that and look that up. I don't really like that too much, but some parents in my practice swear by that. Now, what I recommend is that when the baby wakes up and cries, if it's been more than 5 hours since the baby last ate, then you can feed the baby. But you don't want to necessarily feed a baby every time it wakes up. You may train the baby to be what we call a trained night feeder. So what you want to do if the baby's older than 4 months of age and it's been less than 5 hours since the baby ate, you want to go in there and just soothe the baby. Don't necessarily pick the baby up. Just pat the baby on the bottom or rub the baby's back. And then every night you want to do less and less. If you're starting by picking the baby up, then the next night you want to just rub the baby's back, pat the bottom. If you're starting at patting the bottom, rubbing the baby's back, the next night don't touch the baby, just talk to the baby in a soothing, calm voice. And then the next night you just want to walk into the room and maybe not necessarily say anything. And I know this, you're thinking this is probably easier said than done. You just want to have a plan and don't give in. You know, babies and children are the best negotiators in the world. And if you don't come at it with a plan and make sure that you're wanting to reach your goal, you're going to give in. And then that teaches the baby that when we cry, we get what we want. So that's the next step in getting your baby to sleep through the night. If you have any comments, questions, please feel free to comment, share this with your friends. If you'd like me to talk about any certain subjects, email me at nocryingbabies.com, and we will talk to you soon.